I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I have a bunch of notes today. Let me just make sure I get this in order of things that we want to talk about. But yes, no, we'll dive into the hot stove, the Bronze Bombers, and all that. The Bronze Bombers.
Oh, is this a new...
I came up with this years ago, and it's brought... You got to bring it back now.
The Bronze Bombers.
Yeah, they clearly are the Bronze Bombers. They don't operate like the Yankees anymore. Honestly, bronze would be a compliment to them. Like, third place, they're not even third place anymore. Right? It goes gold, silver, bronze.
Yeah.
They're not even third place anymore.
Yeah, well, like the next step is you get a little ribbon.
Yeah.
That's the next step. Like, they give, you know, second graders for rec basketball.
They're talking like
they're broke. 1-9 on the season.
They're talking like they're broke.
We'll get to it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the Giannis stuff here. 888-808-1019. It's not just would you trade for Giannis. It's would you trade for Giannis, but then what do you do with Karl Anthony Towns if... Karl Anthony Towns is not the piece that goes. I don't think, to sum it up for me, I want Giannis and do whatever it would take to get him, obviously outside of Brunson, which they're not doing. Otherwise, it's a moot point. I don't think if Karl Anthony Towns is here, it's worth trading Giannis for anyway. Meaning that it has to be Giannis coming and in some way, shape, or form, Towns going to then... build a championship roster. That's the way that I would
Gotcha. I said it under that scenario, I would then look to reroute Karl Anthony Towns. And maybe you actually have to do that to facilitate the trade so it's done. Like, you know, Giannis here and he shipped out right away. I don't mean you get Giannis and then you try to trade Karl Anthony Towns. I don't know how plausible that is. But while that's my first option, if they couldn't do that and they wanted like the Bridges and the OG and the or Deuce and picks, whatever. I would, if given the choice, yes or no, I would like to, no, I don't know if I'd like to see it, but I would ride out the Brunson, Giannis, Cat trio for 1 year and see if you can catch, you know, a little magic. And if not, then you trade him in the offseason.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jeff is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say three quick points. Number one, there's zero chance they're trading Brunson. Part of the whole allure of Giannis coming to New York is teaming up with Brunson. And the only way the Bucks trade him to New York...
Let me just nip this in the bud. Hold, Jeff, before you get to that, Hoff was the one who said it. I'm not sitting here for 4 hours today talking about trading Jalen Brunson. So Hoff is entitled to his opinion, and he could do that on his shows. On this show, I can't entertain the idea of trading Brunson. BT and I aren't saying that. So Hoff said that.
I don't
think it's realistic. So let's make it about Giannis, not trading Brunson.
All right, fine. And then the next two points quickly. One, like you said, you cannot keep Cat in the trade because the defensive liabilities that Brunson and Cat are you're just going to be exposed way too easily. Giannis is great. He's an amazing defender. So is OG. You go into a pick and roll, with Brunson and Cat, you're still getting exposed. So you cannot keep Cat no matter what. And like you said, like you guys said before, look, it's a shame Leon Rose couldn't wait, because you can't assume that a top three player is going to come available. But if he would have been able to hold on to Randall and that treasure trove of picks, you're having a team of Brunson, DiVincenzo, OG, Giannis, Isaiah Hartenstein, and Josh Hart off the bench.
Well, they wouldn't have had Hartenstein. But they wouldn't have still. They would have had Hartenstein. Remember, there was a limitation based on what the Knicks signed him to.
No, but if they didn't trade Cat at the time, I'm pretty sure they would have been able to re-sign Hartenstein. And with that lineup,
No, they could have re-signed him. He's gone. It doesn't really matter. I just want to be buttoned up here. Yes, they could have re-signed him, and they tried to. The problem was they can only offer him $17 million based on the CBA, and he got a lot more from OKC. They wanted him. We all did. Loved him. But I get your other points.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thank you, Jeff. I get it.
Thank you for the call, Jeff. We appreciate checking in.
You got quiet quick, huh? Let's give it a chance to volley back. Come on, Jeff.
And we were waiting for it. Al's in Keyport. What's up, Al?
Al.
What's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Hey, they should have a limo waiting for Towns and OG and ship them to Milwaukee immediately. If they don't make that trade, if they get him, if they get Giannis, they'll win the NBA championship. They don't need that. The OG's always hurt. Towns, he makes, I didn't know, $52 million a year the guy makes.
But Al, before you go there, and I'm not saying that I would disagree that I would definitively trade Cat and OG for Giannis, plus obviously picks you're going to have to give up. To me, we understand that. You can't say the Knicks would win a championship. They're nowhere near. Oklahoma City is by far, they're not even on the same planet as the Knicks, even with Giannis.
If they get him, I guarantee, like Charles Barkley says, it's guaranteed. If they get him, they'll win the NBA championship. They will play together.
Oklahoma City's record?
To another level.
Al?
Go ahead.
Do you know OKC's record? Seriously, I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, they're like 20-1 or whatever. Yeah, I watch it.
Yeah, they're 21-1. They won the world. They won the NBA title last year. They're 21-1.
I don't care. If they get that guy from Milwaukee with the team with Brunson and Bridges and all them, if they ship them two guys out, they will win the NBA championship. I guarantee it.
All right, that's a good call there. I love it. Listen, I know we get wrapped up in the money, even talking about what Pete should get in 6-7 years, Bellinger, AAV. It really shouldn't matter as much in baseball, and it doesn't, because there's no cap as of now, and we'll see what happens with the lockout and whatever, the labor strife, which is obviously coming up in 2027. But in the NBA, I think you can still have financial solvency, even if you overpay somebody who's not quite worth what they're getting, but you can't do it too much. And what I mean by that is, I'm looking at the salaries this year, right? And Karl Anthony Towns is the 9th highest paid player in the NBA right now. Number one is Curry, 2 Jokic, Embiid, Durant, Butler, Davis, Tatum, Giannis, Towns. Now, he's in the neighborhood of a Jaylen Brown, a Booker, a LeBron, a Paul George, a Kawhi, and a Zach LaVine. You could probably, out of those 15 or 16 names I gave you, outside of maybe 3 or 4, really give and present a pretty good argument that some of those other guys are overpaid.
Right.
That's just the nature of the NBA. It's when you do it repeatedly. Brunson's underpaid, so that's not a problem. I don't even think that Bridges and OG are overpaid. Now, some might disagree with that. I don't think so because they're very purposeful, very useful, multidimensional players in the modern NBA. So I think the Knicks' finances are fine. There's no overpays. The problem is, I don't think Cat's a champion.
What? Well, don't you think that this whole puzzle has to be about saying, well, Brunson and Cat aren't going to be a good enough tandem to win the title, which we've been talking about for a while.
Yeah, that's the primary question.
Now we have to figure out a way to remove one of those guys and bring in another superstar.
Well, not one of those guys, Cat.
Correct. Well, that's what I'm saying, one of the tandem.
Brunson goes under no situation.
He's not going anywhere. Like you said, fold up shop if that's the case. So now they have to find a taker for Cat. The idea would be to trade him for Giannis because then it just makes it easier. If not, you get a third team involved, you get picks involved. Either way, the scenario has to be Giannis in, Cat out. Then it's, well, what's left? Because who else is going to join Cat on the way out? Is it going to be Ananobi? Is it going to be Bridges? Is it going to be McBride? What's the bench look like? Then from there, you have to figure out how you're going to piece the rest of this together and then go take a run at not only the Eastern Conference, but obviously the seemingly unbeatable OKC Thunder.
All right, listen, nobody's beating them. That's certainly the Knicks, not the way the Knicks are constructed right now. The toughest thing is to get those two superstars, okay? You get Giannis, the Knicks would have that. I think the easiest thing to do, and you can't do it today, and you can't do it next month necessarily, there's always a couple of veteran buyouts, guys who can come off the bench, fill the role, play some D, shoot. So even if they had to get rid of, I mean, again, both those guys I would not want to do. But if they had to give up OG and Bridges, I know, but just to push this forward, because I would probably still do it because it's Giannis. I think that they can satisfy the rest of the roster concerns with buyouts. I really do. Like, there's some guys.
By moving Cat as well or no?
Cat's gone.
Okay.
Yep.
So in your scenario, both wings, Bridges, Ananobi, and Cat.
But again, this is where it gets murky and almost too much to do this on
the
radio.
You're getting something else.
But I would trade Cat to a different team.
That's what I'm saying. But you're getting something else in return. It's not just going to be Giannis, obviously.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this thought that it's just going to be, like, the coverage will be barren and it's going to be Brunson.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Giannis, and I know I've said this a few times, but Kolek, Shamit.
Hock Porty.
What's the guy that we got for the Sixers who's been awful? I forget his name right now.
Yabusele.
Dude, he's been horrible this year. He's done nothing. I'm disappointed in him.
When I watched him last year, and what I think was the third game of the year against the Sixers, I was watching him. I had no idea who he was. And I was like, this guy is the worst NBA player I've ever seen.
Are you serious?
That's what I said a year ago.
Yeah.
But it was his third game. And I was talking because I know a lot of Sixers fans, whether it's Spike or Clem, obviously, Surfside, my buddy Gelman at SNY is a big Sixers fan. So I talk a little about the Sixers. We had the bat, you know, Nick and Sixers. Yeah. I'm like, this guy is the worst. In my mind, I'm thinking that. And then Yabusele went on to have a terrific year for the Sixers.
And internationally this summer. I think it was at France. Either way, he had a really big summer, too.
So I think maybe you just got to give him a little more time.
They played 25 games. He looks awful. He looks out of shape.
Yeah, well, I mean, but he's been like that.
Figure it out, dude. I mean, I was excited for this guy to come here. He's been a dog.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.